Let's get to the highlights. There were plenty of them in the first half. Portland, both teams hunkered down, kind of a heavyweight fight, pawing at one another with jabs. And Christian Sjolin delivered the first blow for Portland. Cheek at the right elbow. Back Sjolin. He'll fire a three. Yes!
Yes, sir!
Christian Sjolin. So Portland up 3-2, a couple of minutes in. Then St. Mary's. Couple of threes themselves on some second chance opportunities. Portland going back to the freshman who had a career high against Pacific. He still had a hot hand. Wanse gets downhill, stops, turn around, 15 footer, perfect. Wanse Gordicito. Portland within four there. Wanse getting that first one to go. Then did not hesitate to pull the trigger. Outlet Tyler Robertson, hands off to Wanse for three. Wanse Gordicito, a big-time three, and Portland's within one. They would come back to Wanse one more time. Chica inbounding on the baseline. T-Rob comes to get it. Shovels it. Wanse for three. Yes!
That's a foul, too.
One-point game there midway through the first half. And as the defense started to roam out to the shooters, that allowed T-Rob room to work in the paint. Wanse got bumped, kept his dribble, and gets it to Tyler Robertson. Driving left, down against Wessels. Kept the bucket and the foul! Tied it up at 22, 7 minutes in the first half there. After that, they tried to find a hot hand. It was Christian Sjolin once again circling up top. Christian gets to his right spot for three. Yes! Fadeaway three for Christian Sjolin. Pilots up three. Pilots up three at that point, under six to go. That would be back and forth the rest of the way. And Portland trying to reestablish some things in the paint. Christian Sjolin would not be denied. Sjolin trying to post up Jefferson. They can't get it. Now there's the lob. Tough pass. Ball still loose. Sjolin comes out of there with it. Goes to the rim and hammers it with two hands. Pilots were up two there. They could not keep the lead into the half. But just down one, 39-38. Unfortunately, a 19-2 run by St. Mary's out of the halftime locker room. Portland turning to anybody. Finally, Mike Meadows was able to find some space. Intensity ratcheting up. Portland knows it's now or never to make a run. Down 16. Meadows turns the corner. Downhill with a left hand to the glass. Lays it up and in. That got them to within 14, and you said, okay, still 9 minutes to go. Maybe they can make a run. St. Mary's responding very quickly with some more threes. Alden Applewhite came off the bench late, trying to see if the bench could generate a little something. Meadows, almost double dribbled, leaves it for Alden.
Got to move the ball.
And they need movement. Alden pulls up from 17 and knocks down a jumper. Well, Portland would not seriously threaten from there. They end up losing by 17, 81-64. Jason Swagger, Joel Sabatka back here with our CCCU postgame show. Now pleased to be joined by Shante Leggins, head coach of the Pilots. And, boy, 20 minutes in, everything was right there for the guys. The effort, the concentration that they had, the attention to detail, the scout, all those things that you were working on all week long were right there. And then the second half starts, and St. Mary's kind of showed that pedigree that Randy Bennett has built up in a program over 20 years.
Yeah, you know, in that first half, you have opportunities to really, you know, expand the game. And that's when you, with a team like that, and you know, like you said, the way they play, we should have easily, I thought, been up 8, 9, 10 points. And so when they do come out and make a run, you could withstand it because you'd probably be up like 2 or 4, you know, and something like that. But we couldn't. I mean, in the first half, we didn't get any of those rebounds. You hold them to 34%. Well, on the flip side, I mean, they had 9 offensive rebounds in that first half, and out of those 9 offensive rebounds, they made 5 threes. And so that's 15 points. So if you just take away and give them 5 offensive rebounds, maybe they don't get, you know, 15 threes from, you know, 15 points from threes in that first half. But, you know, that it is what it is, and we went down a point, which I thought, you know, shoot, we may be in a super dog fight, which when we came out there, we were. And, again, they come out in the second half and get 10 offensive rebounds, And again, it's one of our Achilles' heel, and we had some good performances for some players, but you know, you got to give them credit. They came out and they did what they're supposed to do, and guys made shots and got on the offensive glass, and then they got out and did a good job. I just wish I could have seen our team grab some rebounds because we're really good in transition, and they were reeling in that first half, and I thought that was a chance for us to put a stranglehold on the game. We just didn't convert.
Yeah, Coach, those five threes they hit off offensive rebounds in the first half, I don't think people realize just those are catch and shoot, step in rhythm threes, you know, yeah, that they took advantage of. And that's coming off a loss. I think I kept wishing that we could get that lead, even to the second half, like you said, to see that team play from behind when there was a little bit of doubt in their mind from Thursday as well.
No, 100%. That's the thing that, you know, we need to figure out, because again, we're down there rebounding and you know, we got to put bodies on people. And then our screening wasn't as good in the second half as it was in the first half. And you know, maybe, you know, you look at that, maybe they wore us down a little bit with their physicality. And, you know, we gotta bounce back. I mean, we got a week until our next game, which is awesome. But it's a huge game against Santa Clara, who's playing good basketball. And it's a game that you have to go out there and try to win.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins. In that second half, St. Mary's coming out, did they, you know, was it simply a little bit more physicality and intensity that they played with, or did they make some adjustments that caused some challenges for you at the offensive end?
You know, I thought that, you know, Coach Bennett does a good job, but I think they pushed us off our spot a little bit, and made us catch the ball a little bit deeper than we wanted to, and then we turned down some shots that I thought we had some good shots, and we didn't take the shots when we were supposed to have them and take them. And so, you know, you take your learning lessons and you figure out what we need to do, and then we got to go from there.
Coach, as a former assistant here, seeing so many of those former players at halftime, yeah, and the guys this morning at the shoot around, I know just their energy and their positivity about you and where this program is so good to see. And I know you impressed a lot of people today from that group of people that were here, and they're excited to come back.
No, we're building something really special here. You know, this place feels like home to me and my family. And you know, I talked to a bunch of those guys, you know, before the game. They came to our shoot-around, which I thought was amazing. I thought spending time with our guys and talking to them was a big deal, because a lot of our guys, you know, come from different places and things like that, and haven't been in situations like this. And so this is a really special place. And like I said before, you know, we gotta go out and handle our business, which we will. We're going to get better and better and better, and this program is going to keep building. But you know, to have people come back and to have people around town, you know, show you love and come support you is huge. I mean, we had people from, you know, Memphis, Tennessee come out here who used to play here, some guys from, you know, Louisiana. I mean, being able to talk to some of our players was huge. And so, you know, we want to build on that. We want to make sure, you know, I think we had about 35 alumni. Next mm-hmm. year we want to build it to about 50. And we want to keep getting it bigger and bigger and bigger. And so, you know, as our players keep growing, we want to build their network so they can go out and into the real world when it's time and have a great, you know, network of, you know, University of Portland people they can rely on and help them, you know, step foot into that real world, because it is tough when you're done playing hoops, and being able to have people to lean on that have been in your same shoes is a big deal to me. So, you know, I love the fact that we did this. You know, I got to give Casey Flicker a lot of love, and Andrew and Scott and those guys who set this whole thing up, because it's really important to me to show the guys that, you know, there are successful people that didn't just go to Europe or didn't go to the NBA, but they are, you know, successful in their careers right now. And they, you know, they showed up and they were here, and they lived the same life they're living, and they're enjoying, you know, adulthood. And so I thought that was amazing to see those guys here today.
You mentioned a full week now before the next game, final home game here at the Child Center. And so how important is it? I mean, it's rare to get that much practice time at this point in the week, or at this point in the season. How important will it be to have a couple extra days for you?
It's awesome. You know, it's awesome that you get the opportunity to do that. And it's awesome that you get this week, because you guys get to get guys better. You guys get some guys some rest, some well-needed treatment for some of our players. But you also get to get their confidence up, you know, and get to have them enjoy themselves and be excited about, you know, getting that game on Saturday.
Well, if Mac can just buddy a little bit of his energy, we'll be in good shape.
Louder.
Yeah.
Go Pilots. That's right, Mac. You go fire those guys up.
It's a microphone, buddy.
And yeah, tough one here, but I think there's a lot of good things when you go back and look on the film. There'll be one thing that sticks out, and it'll stick out to everybody, but a lot of things that this team did well for a good portion of the game.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we got to do a better job, again, staying in front of the ball, especially to non-shooters. But, you know, I thought the rebounding thing really killed us, and that's been our Achilles heel. You know, I told you guys in the beginning of the season, rebounding you know, rebounding and the toughness part, you know, doing those things is going to be the key things for our season this year. And so right now, You know, we got to find that toughness part, and we got to find that rebounding. And if we can get that edge, and you saw last game when we rebounded the ball, we won. Whenever we rebound the ball, you know, we got that turnover bug taken care of, which is good. But whenever we rebound the ball, I think we're in a good spot. We have a chance to win because we're a pretty good offensive team. And, you know, we are a good defensive team. We just have not been finishing plays with rebounds. And so that's a big deal, and that's something we will address all week long and head into that huge Santa Clara game.
Well, best of luck during that week of practice. I know we'll be out watching and getting ready for Senior Day next Saturday against Santa Clara. Thanks so much, Coach Shante Leggins, for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming out and supporting. See you guys next Saturday. And enjoy our seniors. Go Pilots.
There you go. Thanks, Shante Leggins. Thanks, Coach, for stopping by.